SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are a number of key races to be decided in tomorrow's off-year elections. Gubernatorial contests in Virginia and New Jersey, while New York City elects a mayor. Along with choosing a governor, Virginians will elect a lieutenant governor, an attorney general, and state lawmakers. Pro-family advocates urge values voters not to sit this one out.
The ideological divide is vast on parents' rights, mixing sexes in school locker rooms and sports, assisted suicide, and much more. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb says the past reveals the future.
If leftists win in November, 2026 and 2027 will be even worse. They have a track record. We've seen what they will do when they obtain power. Were it not for the governor's veto pen, their insane ideas that they would have had enacted today would be horrifying.
The current governor could not run for re-election. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
President Trump says that China has ruled out military action against Taiwan as long as he is in office.
The president told CBS's 60 Minutes that Chinese President Xi Jinping has assured him that Beijing would take no action against Taiwan while Donald Trump's in the White House. U.S. officials have long been concerned about the possibility of China using military force against Taiwan, the self-ruled island democracy that is claimed by Beijing.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Kimberly Clark, the company behind brands including Huggies, Kleenex, and Cottonelle, is branching out, buying Tylenol maker Kenvue. A roughly $48.7 billion cash and stock deal creates a massive consumer health goods company. Day 34, the government shutdown, still no sign of a resolution. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 54 points, NASDAQ futures up 141. This is SRN News. Are people good or bad?
A new poll released by the Family Research Council finds Americans split on the question. 31% say human beings are all born sinful and only Christ can redeem them. 32% think people are born neither good nor bad, but become one or the other based on how they live their life. 22% of respondents believe no one is good or bad. They are what they are. And 10% say human beings are born good, but become corrupted by society. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is moving ahead with plans to eject some nonprofits from a popular student loan forgiveness program if their work is deemed to have a substantial illegal purpose. New rules will give the Education Department expanded power to ban organizations from the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Targeted groups include those which engage in child trafficking, perform sex change operations on kids, promote illegal immigration, or support terrorist organizations. This is SRN News. War Secretary Hegseth has visited the tense border separating North and South Korea.
The U.S. Defense Secretary and South Korea's Defense Minister received a briefing from military officials at a site near the military demarcation line that past American presidents, including Donald Trump, had visited to peer across the border into North Korea and meet with American soldiers. They also visited the Panmunjom border village, where an armistice was signed to pause the 1950-53 Korean War. Hegseth did not mention North Korea, which has ignored Washington and Seoul's calls for dialogue in recent years, while accelerating the expansion of its nuclear weapons and missile program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Warren Buffett's company's profits improved 17% thanks to a relatively mild hurricane season and more paper investment gains. More details at srnnews.com.